Okay, my friend.
Proper Badger would never.
Yes, today's story is called Proper Badger Would Never. It was written by Lauren Glatley and illustrated by Rob Sayek Jr. And this is for all of you children out there who are very proper. Do you know what it means to be proper? I will explain. It means that you do what is expected at all times. You do the thing that most people think should be done. And you do it correctly. Right? It must be very difficult to be very proper at all times, don't you think? But here is a badger that is. And do you know what's interesting? What do you know about badgers? Do you know anything about badgers?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, badgers are wild animals. They cannot be domesticated. Do you know what it means to be domesticated? What does that mean?
A pet.
Right. You cannot make a badger into a pet. They are wild animals.
And you could probably guess what I am, but you probably can't domesticate me.
Are you a badger?
Badgers are my dinner.
Badgers are your dinner? Oh my goodness. Are you a lion or a tiger or a bear?
They also are my dinner.
What are you? A dinosaur?
The Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Well, there it is, friends. Today's story is read by Mommy and her Tyrannosaurus Rex. So y'all had better watch out because things might get a little dangerous. Well, I just want to quickly say, before we get into this, badgers are known for being very dangerous pets. They're very dangerous animals. You cannot make them pets. They are very dangerous animals because they are wild, and they have big, long claws, and they can cause all kinds of trouble. So let's hope they're not like you, my little T-Rex.
Like Dino.
Are you ready? All right, so the very first thing we see in this picture is a mailman. Mm-hmm. The mailman is delivering the mail, and a piece of mail has fallen out of the mailbox where it belongs. And it has fallen to the ground, and the badger has opened it. But wait a minute, hold on. Was it meant for him?
Mm-mm.
Not at all. Yeah, but he opened it anyways, which is not a good idea. But I think he has misunderstood. Let's see what it says. Badger has been invited to a party. He's always wanted to go to a party. Badger does not know Claire, but he's sure she'll be excited to meet him. He's quite pleased. And we can see when he ripped open the piece of mail that wasn't supposed to go to him, it is in fact a birthday party invitation. What does it say?
You're invited to Claire's 5th birthday party.
Mm-hmm. And it says to RSVP by May 1st. The birthday party is May 10th at 1 p.m. I don't know what to say about this. Do you think he was invited, or do you think what's going on here? Oh, goodness. Let's see what happens. Oh, he will wear his bow tie and his little jacket with the buttons down the front. He thinks this will make him look like a proper badger. He is very proper. I couldn't help but notice he does have an excellent wardrobe, several different costumes. But I also happened to notice that even though he may have cufflinks and a bow tie and may look like a proper badger, you may look proper, but you also have to act proper, you know, to really be proper. Proper Badger knows exactly how one should behave at a party. We'll see how it goes. He has arrived at the party. Proper Badger is a perfectly proper guest. First of all, he arrived with some flowers. He brought flowers. That's very kind. But it seems like everyone at the party is rather shocked that he's there. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, indeed. Oh, goodness. He certainly did not make a nest out of the wrapping paper before the presents were opened. The wrapping paper may have made a nice cushioned nest, just the kind a badger loves, but proper badger doesn't know, because he did not do this. And in the picture we see someone has ripped open all of the presents and made a huge pile of, well, the nest, really, with the wrapping paper. Do you think he did that? I don't know. Okay. Oh, goodness. He most certainly did not put his claws into the cake before it was served. There may have been delicious grubs inside the cake waiting to be dug out, but proper badger doesn't know, because he did not do this. Somebody wrecked their birthday cake. And I happen to see in the picture, what does proper badger have on his shoulder and his coat jacket?
Cake.
Cake. Oh, dear.
Frosting.
And frosting. Oh, goodness! He decidedly did not burrow into the host's bed or upset the feather pillows. The feathers from the pillows may have made the perfect lining for his wrapping paper nest, but proper badger doesn't know, because he did not do this. Did he? I see feathers in his pocket. I'm not sure if I believe this. Do you?
Mm-mm.
He surely did not bury the cheese platter in a potted plant in the parlor, including the camembert. Camembert is a kind of cheese. The cheese platter may have been quite nice as a secret snack for later,
particularly the camembert.
But proper badger doesn't know, because he did not do this. But look in his pockets.
There's cheese.
Yeah, there's cheese in his... And I can see the fruit tray. The grapes are dangling off the side of the potted plant. Oh, man. This guy is wrecking the party. No. He expressly did not attack the piñata, thinking it was another badger trying to steal his cheese, and then discovered that the fake badger was filled with candy. He especially didn't steal some of it and bury it in the potted plant next to the camembert.
Caramel chews and jelly beans may have perfectly complemented the soft cheese, but
proper badger doesn't know, because he did not do this.
Do we believe him?
No.
Yeah, it looks like there's badger prints all over the place in here. On the wall, in the pictures. Ugh.
Oh, no.
And he categorically did not use the rug in the hallway as a toilet. The rug may have been nice and soft, and the line for the bathroom a little too long, but proper badger doesn't know, because, say it with me,
he did not do this.
Actually, his memory's a little fuzzy on this one. And it looks like the dog is sniffing it, going, this smells like badger business. Oh, dear. He absolutely, positively, irrefutably
indisputably did not bite the family dog right on its wet nose. The family dog may have been a nasty, snarly little thing that had been following him around for the entire party, spying on him and sniffing out all of his secret snacks with its very pesky, very biteable, wet little nose. But again, proper badger doesn't know, because he assures you with me, ready? He did not do this. What do you think? Did he?
He did.
You think he did? Mm-hmm. Proper badger would never do anything like that. He's too proper. Oh, dear. In the picture, what do we see?
He completed his nest, and it looks weird.
Yeah, he has completed his nest, and it does look really weird. And he's trashed the living room. He has scratched up the walls, destroyed the birthday banner, cut free the balloons, knocked over the table, destroyed a few lamps. There's paw prints everywhere. The pinata's a mess. This is going to take forever to clean up. It seems that some of the other party guests don't agree that Proper Badger knows exactly how one should behave at a party. In fact, they don't seem to think that Proper Badger is very proper at all. Some of them are even saying that Proper Badger should please leave. Proper Badger might have been properly displeased by this request, and before leaving, it is conceivably, feasibly, possibly possible that he just might have asked for a list of guest names, please, so he can go bite them. And I believe that's the end of the story. And I would like to go on record for saying, never invite a badger to your birthday party.
He wasn't even invited. He just found an invitation to cook.
Touché. Okay, perhaps let me rephrase. Never allow a badger to enter your birthday party. Does that check out? Yeah. If you see a badger, best leave them be, right? Try not to fiddle around with them because they are nasty.
Instead, just pick them up and throw them at the door.
No, maybe don't touch them at all.
What do you do?
I think I would... Do you know what I honestly would do?
What?
I think I would call animal control.
Pest control?
Yeah, there's a badger here. And let them come and get the badger out. No, it's true. Some people are. I'm not. But that, my friends, is a very funny story.
And the end.
We liked it.